course, the older people, a lot of them didn't have instruments or didn't play, but the ballads, the older ones that came over, were more suited for the a cappella voice than they were for instrumentation. And this is one that I learned from my great aunt, who taught me so many songs from Eastern Tennessee, and from another great aunt from over in Madison County, who's recently passed on. It was Aunt Dellie Norton. And this is one that they don't know the exact origin. It seems to have come over with the pioneers, but it's one that I guess they sang in the recesses of the mountains when they were growing up, and times got hard and they had heartbreak, as so many of these songs do. Dark is the color of my true love's hair. Her home is on some island fair. The sweetest face and the neatest hands. I love the ground whereon she stands. I love my love, and well she knows. I love the ground whereon she goes. If you know more on earth I see, I wouldn't sarve you like you have me. The winter's past and the leaves are green. The time is past that we have been. If you know more on earth I see, I wouldn't sarve you as you have me. So fare you well, I'd rather make my home upon some icy lake, where the southern sun refused to shine, than trust in love as false as thine. The pain of love no tongue can tell, no mind can think, no heart can sell. But I'll tell you in a few short lines, it's worse than death 10,000 times. And that's it. Well, I just had a prescription for some new glasses, and as you see, I'm not wearing them tonight, so I can't see through this dark shade in front of me. I assume that are there some kids out here tonight? Clap a little bit if you are. Would you like to hear a tale just suited for all of you? You notice I said all of you. I didn't say you all or y'all. We didn't say that where I grew up. From the Catawba River, which is at the end of the Piedmont in western North Carolina, adjoining the mountain section, over to the other side of the Cumberland Mountain in Tennessee, most often when we talk to people in the plural, we say, you ones. Now, not you ones, but that's what it means. We say, you ones, or you ones, or you ones. Several different dialects, you know, through that area. But it's very hard for me not to say you-uns, and I forget that people are not used to hearing it, so I don't usually say you all, but if I get self-conscious, I try to watch it. But now, if one of you here had something that belonged to you, and I knew it, and I was telling you about it, which sounds foolish, but I would say, that's yourn. So I just, you know, trying to give you a little lesson in dialect here tonight. But now one thing, and I know you won't believe it because I'm going to swear to you it's the truth. I really do talk the way you hear me, not always so gravelly. I usually talk a little plainer.
Usually
but
a little more country.
Well,
he's fancied up for tonight.
I got to polish up just a little bit.
This is his good board.
It's been a while since I've done this, so. But I really do talk this way normally. So, what am I supposed to tell? Something for the kids. I'm going to tell Ewan's tale about this family that lived back in the woods. They lived way back in the country, probably somewhere around here. I know it had to be in West Virginia somewhere because it was way back. I mean, they had to walk most places where they went to. They just had wagon roads at that time. And they had to trails, you know, in the woods to go where they needed to go. And so there's a family lived back there. The father was there and the mother. They had a son and a daughter. And they was just like all other kids, you know, like to play and have a good time. Well, one day, the daddy, he decided he needed something from the store. So instead of going for it himself, he sent his son. He said, now you go on and get me some, I don't know, he's wanting some backer or snuff or something. Fetch it on back here, you know, and you can play. But said, don't stop, hurry up, I need that. So little boy went out through the woods. His trail, it went off about a mile, I guess, to a little country store. And he is going along, he happened to pass by this branch flowing along beside the trail, and there's big bunches of bushes up here beside of the trail. As he's going along, them bushes start shaking. He stopped and looked over there. About that time, he heard something go, oh. Something said, I'm big and I'm bad. And I love to eat little boys up. And I'm going to eat you up. Rah! That old grizzly bear had jumped out in them bushes, picked up that little boy and swallowed him whole. He's gone. Well, after a while, when he never come back to the house, his daddy figured, well, he's gone playing with some of his friends. I'll have to whoop him when he gets home or take a switch to him. But instead of going to this store itself, he sent his daughter. Well, he told his daughter, you know, said, go on to the store. Hurry back. Don't, if you see your brother, you tell him to get back home because I'm going to whoop his hide. Well, she said, okay, Daddy. And she started off to the store, skipping along a trail, looking at the butterflies, and it was a pretty day, clouds floating over. But when she come along the part of the trail where the branch flew close to it, and the bushes were on the other side, upper side, they went shaking. She stopped and listened. Something went, oh, so I'm big and I'm bad. And I love to eat little boys up. And I eat a little boy up. And I love to eat little girls up. And I'm going to eat you up. Rawr! Out of them bushes he'd come, just picked her up by the shoe and just swallowed her down in one big bite. Oh, she's gone. Now, there's something I didn't tell you at the start that I'll put in right here. It's a good place as any. This family had a pet that's unlike what most people had. I don't know how they got it, but they did some way. Their pet wasn't a cat, nor it wasn't a dog, which is what I usually had growing up. But they had a little pet monkey. One of them little monkeys with the curly-cue tails that just chattered around all the time. It got on my nerves, but they loved it. Well, the daddy, when the girl didn't come home, he sent his wife out. Said, now, will you go on and tell them youngins to get theirself back here? Said, pick up them items for me. And said, don't stop to gossip at none of the neighbor women's neither. Well, she said, okay. So she started out along the trail just humming, whistling, looking at the sky and the tree leaves and everything. And come to them bushes, same thing. Went to shaking. She heard, listened and heard something. Now she's a lot bigger than a little girl and boy. Something went, ah, I'm big and I'm bad. And I love to eat little boys up. Now I eat a little boy up. And I love to eat little girls up. Now I eat a little girl up. And I love to eat mommies up. And I'm going to eat you up. Rawr! Well, he come out of there, and in spite of all her efforts, he just grabbed her by the waist and just swallowed her down whole. Just eat her every bite, closing off. Well, he must have been a pretty big old bear and getting bigger all the time. She didn't come back, and the daddy finally figured, well, yeah, I reckon he's going to have to go. He should have went to start with, maybe just got him and went on. Well, he started down the trail, got to that point where the bushes were, and he went to shake it. Something went, ah, I'm big and I'm bad. And I love to eat little boys up. And I eat a little boy up. And I loved eat little girls up. And I eat little gal up. And I loved eat mommies. And I eat a mommy up. And I loved eat daddies. Now I'm going to eat you up. Rawr! Now them bit bushes, he came. Took that old daddy by the shoes and just ate him up. Just swallowed him. Didn't have to bite him in two or nothing. He's a big old fat thing by then. Well, you know, after a while, that old monkey got to wondering where everybody's at. He's getting kind of hungry, and he didn't want to starve to death. And monkeys are gluttons anyway. And it went out through a wind or light and got out in the woods and went to picking bugs and berries and everything else, eating them. Just happened that he come by where them bushes was and that branch. About that time, the bushes went to shaking. Something went, "Arr! I'm big and I'm bad." And I loved eat little boys up. And I ate a little boy up. And I loved eat little girls up. And I ate a little girl up. And I loved eat mammies up. And I ate a mammy up. And I loved eat daddies up. And I ate their pappy up. And I loved eat monkeys. And I'm going to eat you up. Ah! Now them bushes, they come. And what did that little monkey do but climb right up a tree? Just shot right up through there before the bear could get to it. Got up there on a high limb, went just a lifing, slapping its knee at the old bear. That bear was so mad, he was just a roaring and a growling and roaring and swearing he's going to kill that monkey and eat it all to pieces. And he went to climbing, dug them claws in the tree, that big old grizzly bear did, and just got to climbing higher and higher. And he got up there till he finally got on the one limb too many, and it wouldn't hold him. Crash, it broke. Down through them limbs he come a-flying, a-splitting leaves and limbs every which way a-flying. Hit the ground so hard it broke his backbone and killed him deader than 4 o'clock. Split his belly wide open. What should come out first? But the little boy said, "Tee-hee, I'm out." His sister come out right behind him said, "Tee-hee, I'm out." Well, here come her mother right behind her and said, "Tee-hee, I'm out." An old daddy, he had to grab a hold of a couple of ribs and push himself out. He got out and said, "Tee-hee, I'm out." That little old monkey's up on the tree just a-lifing up the storm said, "Tee-hee, I never got in to get out." So they all lived happy ever after. we got to quit. All right. A sacred song?
Oh, okay. I'll just do that.
Marina's going to wind her program up with an old traditional Southern hymn called The Wayfaring Stranger.
Just a poor wayfaring stranger, while traveling through this world below. But there's no sickness, no pain nor struggles in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my father. Said he'd meet me when I come. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home. I know dark clouds will gather round me. I know my way is rough and a beauteous fields lie just before me, where God's redeemed their vigils keep. I'm going there to see my mother. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just going.
I'm just going over home. I want to wear a crown of glory when I get home to that bright land. I want to shout salvation story in concert with that blood-washed band. I'm going there to see my Savior, to sing His praises evermore. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just I'm just going over home.
Thank you. Thank you a whole lot. Good to be with you. Thanks.
How about giving him another hand? So, remember the Booger Tales that Bobby talked about? Some more events just to tell you real quick that are going on this week. Tomorrow night there'll be another concert right here in the auditorium. There'll be a concert on Thursday night in the auditorium and a dance following that. And we have a big dance Friday night starting at 8 p.m. So we hope to see you around this week. And up around the Ice House and Halleyhurst porches this evening, there'll be a lot of jamming going on. So enjoy yourselves. Thank you.